Long before Vatican II had insisted upon the universal call to holiness, Blessed Elizabeth was assuring a family friend that the grace of living in close union with God is not reserved to the religious vocation, but could be hers in the midst of society. From letter 129. Abandonment, that is what allows us to surrender to God. I am quite young, but it seems to me that I have really suffered at times. Oh, then, when everything was dark, when the present was so painful, and the future seemed even more gloomy to me, I used to close my eyes and abandon myself like a child in the arms of the Father who is in heaven. These are the words that the Master addressed to St. Catherine of Siena. Think of me, and I will think of you. We look at ourselves too much. We want to see and understand. We do not have enough confidence in him who envelops us in his charity. We must not stop before the cross and regard it in itself. But recollecting ourselves in the light of faith, we must rise higher and recognize that it is the instrument that is obeying divine love. One thing alone is necessary. Mary has chosen the better part, which shall not be taken from her. This better part, which seems to be my privilege in my beloved solitude in Carmel, is offered by God to every baptized soul. Believe that his whole desire is to lead you ever deeper into himself. Surrender yourself and all your preoccupations to him.